The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
All right, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all, as always, sincerely for chiming in and listening to and being a part of and supporting Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show. Greatly appreciate you. Also, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Spread the word to your friends, family, so that this network can continue to do the great works that is doing, especially in the times that we are falling into. So it's so needed. So just continue to support it. Tell your friends, family, and even people that you don't, you know, you just casually come across. Tell them about Black Talk Radio Network, especially if their interest will be served by listening to and participating in this overall radio network. Hey, and if you can make a monetary donation, please do that to keep this going, because it is so important that we do. So, with that being said, also, let's go to Facebook and go to, for those of you that Facebook troll, go to Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And check out some of the articles that we have posted there. And if you have any questions or comments, you can definitely hit us up there as we move along in this overall preparedness state. This is what we're here for and what it's all about. So, hey, participate in it. Let us know what it is that you would like to talk about or know, and we'll be more than happy to try to bring that show to you. So today is Thursday, October the 15th, 2015, and just before we get into our show is going to be about the Bilderbergers. And I got my man, Brother Braggs, in queue waiting, and we're going to check out a video. Then we're definitely going to talk about who the Bilderbergers are and what is this all about, and just to give some of our opinions. But believe me, it's going to be a great show. You want to hear some of the stuff. But before we do that, just wanted to say from yesterday's show, my man Jerry sent a great question yesterday. And I wanted to, because, you know, when you get, this is the good thing about when you get great questions, it helps everyone. My man Jerry said this about yesterday's show. He says, hey, will adding calcium, magnesium, and zinc to my purified water bring my water to life? Great question, as always, my man Jerry. Yes, it will, but the one thing that I would take out of that component and add other things, you know, maybe a little sodium, but make sure it's some iodine, but I would do that from the standpoint of colored iodine from pink Himalaya salt or sea salt, something that is a mineralized salt that's not just bleached white salt. But I would never add calcium to anything, because if you look at what calcium does to the pipes, calcium does to shower heads, calcium does to pretty much everything else, it hardens it, and it will do the exact same thing into your body. A lot of our arteries have been calcified in so many ways, and you know, you see within our food fortified with calcium. And they say to make your bones strong, but what it does is it makes them brittle. This is, you know, what it does. And calcium is what calcium does. So it's so important that we understand and know these things. And it's also, you know, we have far too much calcium. They put it in orange juice. They put it in all kinds of things to make you think that it's really good for you for strong bone. But it actually makes them brittle as you get older, and it actually hardens them, and it hardens your arteries and everything else. The thing with calcium is that we consume way too much calcium and not enough magnesium to get the benefits out of calcium, because magnesium actually takes away that component of hardening of anything that calcium would do, because it allows the body to get rid of the unnecessary calcium, because magnesium actually brings more elasticity to your overall body in all forms. So I would do that, but I would definitely take out calcium. We have enough calcium within the diet. I use just straight magnesium, zinc, you know, phosphorus, and there's a bunch of other hosts of other things that we're going to talk about in our overall water preparedness segments of the show. But I just thought it was a great question, as always, my man Jerry. Great question, and some things that we needed to talk about. Okay, also, my man Gerald, that has the surveillance company, is going to come on Monday. And anyone that is listening to Tando Radio Show, you definitely – oh, sorry, Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, Gerald will be on. You definitely want to hear what Gerald has to say. You know, he is one of the great business owners within our community that is actually doing things and actually expanding the business. And so he's we will have him on, and it's a show that you definitely want to know. He's going to introduce what his business is, what he does, his surveillance business, and how you can help. And I think it's a great, great thing, because there are some opportunities that are there. And if you're interested in some of those opportunities, you can contact Gerald. He'll bring his information on. You also could directly contact me about it. And you could text me, 951-790-8330, and I will inform you about what Gerald has in store and has planned. So Gerald will be on Tuesday. That's one show that you definitely don't want to miss. It's very, very important. This brother has a great business and a great business product, and also the expansion of this business is going to be huge, and it's going to be, you know, a very, very vast expansion because of the overall threat and state that we live in. Just for some of you who don't know who Gerald is, Gerald is a brother that has a surveillance company that can actually, you can have your car surveilled while you're in it in case you're pulled over or for accidents or anything, and it will actually surveil your car via visual and audio. And this is something that is greatly something that's needed and to protect you out in the field. And we'll talk about that on Tuesday with Gerald. You know, don't want to let everything out. He has some great has a great business plan, and he really needs some help in growing, which he's already doing. But he wants to grow the business with a lot of our people, and that is something that is so good. So Gerald will be on Tuesday. So okay. So before we get into the show, just what I want to do is quickly let's run across some of the things that was posted. Very, very important. In the midst, I've been trying to post up. I'm real busy on this daggone on this move. But early this morning, I post about CIPS, and that is the wiring system, or the SWIFT system, the rival to the SWIFT system that the U.S. has, that China has now instituted. It's fully operational and working, and countries can have direct trade settlement with China without going through the U.S. dollar. This is, you know, getting crazy, and this could be one of the reasons why the U.S. government is sending warships down to the South Sea of China, to the disputed islands, and this is going to get crazy. You know the history of this country. Whenever people come off of the petrodollar or try to get away from using the reserve currency, it's almost an act of war against them, and this is what you see. And this is what you – because of this, I believe that there is a message that's going to be sent, but we're going to talk about what China's response to that was just before we get into the show. Next, we got GMO. A good article about Italy and Austria is rejecting GMO agriculture. You can see the list of countries that are. Good article there. You should check it out. Then, prominent heart surgeon confesses to the role in heart disease scans selling harmful drugs. Like, we didn't know that, but it's a good read. Definitely would want to know that. I'm telling you, what we really need to do is to get back into God's garden, because for every disease that man has created, God has created a herb to cure it. And this is what we really need to start to know. Another great thing is that we talked about this yesterday with Illinois telling pensioners that they weren't going to be paid. Well, they also just told people today in Illinois that were lottery winners that they will be getting IOUs. And let me tell you, the pensions in the lottery system is one in the same. The same way that they don't pay pensions, lottery winnings, is the same way that they won't pay your pension plan, because it's the same pyramid Ponzi scheme that's happening there. And you need to know. I would highly suggest, if you can get out of your plans, because that's what I did, I would look into the avenues and to do that. So instead of losing 100% of everything, maybe it'd be wise to do something else and take control of your own financial well-being. Because believe me, these people that you get advice from, if they're accredited or not, is not in your best interest. So you need to who better to serve your best interest than you, and who better to watch after your finances is you. You just need to know how to do it. So I would highly suggest, if you can, get out of the pension plans as soon as you possibly can, because this is just the beginning and it's going to spread. And the market is telling you that, so it's so important that you do. Also, there's an article that I posted about one of the largest ETF funds in Japan was having real liquidity problems. That's just, once again, it goes on to what's going on in the world of economics. Then there was an unpublished, next one is an unpublished government map showing massive plumes of Fukushima radiation materializing just off of the West Coast. So that is for people here on the West Coast, and really everyone. You need to be aware of this and take the necessary precautions. You need to be protecting your thyroid with iodine, and so it's really important. Next one, article that's there, RT and CNN. I posted the CNN one, and there was one from Russia Today, and I posted the CNN one, and this one comes, is Iran's airs images of underground missile facility. Well, RT, Russia Today, came out with it yesterday, and then I guess CNN picked it up today. But the CNN one had all kinds of music to it and everything else, and this is nothing more than an elaborate setup to let you know that they are going to move the world to war. It looks so staged, it's ridiculous. But this is what the governments do. This is how they get you to blindly follow them and support them in all of their endeavors. And if you really look at who they are and what they do, it tells you what their intentions are. They've continued a policy of genocide and mass murder throughout this world, and they call it via through wars. Don't be fooled by it. This is what has to be disassembled and abolished. Also, a billionaire, and this is a billionaire singer. One second. Billionaire Paul Singer. He has an article there, something that Paul Singer said that you should really know. He says that gold is the only real money and is under-owned. These are the billionaires telling you some things before things happen. They always tell you before things happen. You need to really understand what's really going on, because it's so true. It is one of the only form and the best form of money, but you need to know how to play it. This is why we have the precious metals class. If you're interested in that, you can also call me or text me at 951-790-8330 before it's way too late. And it's getting there, because once a war starts, you can forget about being able to really get into the metals, silver and gold, in any meaningful way, because the supply is going to be drained and locked out. So if you're interested in that, get it while you can. So just contact me and advise you and tell you how to do it. If you're interested in taking the precious metals class, I'll tell you how to do that also, and I would definitely suggest that you do that so that you'll know how to play it now and in the future. Next, we have our man Brother Braggs sent us a great article identifying businesses involved in the prison labor are supporting those that are. Check that article out so that you know what's really, really going on and what this hidden agenda is. Then there was a huge article, huge news. Everyone that's listening to Tando has to read this story. It says Chinese media warns against the U.S. South Sea China intervention. Basically, what happened is here. This is what it is doing. The U.S. Navy is sending warships to the disputed islands that's held in the South Sea of China. And the thing about these disputed islands is that they are natural resource-based in heavy. They have oil deposits and gas deposits under them. Japan and China have been fighting about those islands for years, and China says that they're their islands and they're claiming them. Well, what China is doing also is that they build bases on, they're building structures and facilities on the some of the disputed islands. And so now the U.S. is sending down some naval warships, and China said that they can't come within 12 nautical miles, in which you believe the U.S. government says that they're going to challenge China's claim to those being islands that are owned by China, because any land owned by a country is protected by 12 nautical miles that other countries cannot go into, else it is a, you know, is an act of aggression. Well, the U.S. says that those are those islands are held within international waters, and they're going to challenge that because they are in international waters. And in China today, very telling article. I'm just read really one real quick part that's so telling, and this is not good. It says, the Global Times suggests it could be a breach of China's bottom line. If the United States encroaches on China's core interests, the Chinese military will stand up and use force to stop it, the paper warns. The editorial came after Chinese foreign minister spokeswoman Hung Chao-Ching told reporters that certain countries have been flexing military muscle in the South Sea of China over recent periods of time. That is the biggest cause of militarization in the South Sea of China, she added at a regular briefing on Wednesday. This was huge. This is huge, and you need to watch this because this can. I've always thought that the South Sea of China is the place that things were really going to expand or had the potential to have real military confrontation. I knew that the Ukraine was in a position, but it's the South Sea of China, I think, is going to be the first spot that you can see military confrontation between nations, particularly the U.S. or NATO nations, and China. This is not going to be something that's good. So this is what's on the horizon and what's happening as we speak. Okay, then now, gotta hurry up. So that was basically it, and that was some of the new stuff that I really, really wanted to get to you guys that is really, really important. Now I want to get into today's show about the Bilderbergers. Very important. If you have any questions or comments about it, you could definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. We'll cover some of these stories that we talked about next week. Tomorrow I won't be on because it's still in this process of moving to Texas, so hopefully we'll get this stuff done pretty soon, and it's an ordeal moving. I hate it, man. So I need to have Fridays where we're just committed to getting everything ready for this move, and as soon as we get this done, we'll be back on regular schedule Monday through Friday. So just wanted to let you guys know we won't be on tomorrow. Okay, so let's get to today's show. Today's show is about the Bilderbergers. We have a video that I want to go to, then we're going to come back and talk about it. It's kind of long, but it's really a good one because I want to give a basis of understanding of who and what this is really, really all about. You know, there have been a lot of people that have talked about it, have documented the Bilderbergers and everything else, the Bilderberg Group. So what we want to do is just take a look at it, Tando style, how that works, and then we're going to come back with my man, Brother Braggs, and we're going to talk to you about what this Bilderberg group is and our opinion and what it's all about. And if you have some opinions about it, you have some information about it, definitely give us a call at area code 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. And then just hit star 61. That will let me know that you have a question or comment, and I'll definitely bring you up. So let's jump right into this video. It's about the Bilderberg Group, and then we're going to come back and talk with my man, Brother Braggs, who's already there waiting in queue.
Hello and welcome to Money Trail with me, Amir Arafat. Today, an open, secret coalition of money and power. The shadow world government called the Bilderberg Group.
They control the money.
When you control the purse strings, you control the world.
They control the food.
They're poisoning our people.
They even decide who will live and who will die.
Many have identified them as the kingmakers, the puppet masters that pull the strings behind the scenes. Meet the Bilderberg Group. This elite group meet annually around the globe. There is a core group of members who have attended every year for decades, such as David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. These members invite others who are politically and socially relevant at the time. Each year, around 140 people are in attendance.
Bilderbergers comprise the world's most exclusive club. No one buys their way in. Only the group's steering committee decides whom to invite. And in all cases, participants are adherents to one world order governance run by top power elites. One third of the attendees are political figures. The others are from industry, finance, academia, labor, and communications.
They comprise of powerful politicians, powerful business people, people from academia, people from the media, religious people, people from other walks of life, and they're sworn to secrecy.
Membership consists of annual attendees, around 80 to 110 of the world's most powerful, and others only invited occasionally because of their knowledge or involvement in relevant topics. According to steering committee rules, the invited guests must come alone. No wives, husbands, or friends. Personal assistants, meaning security, bodyguards, CIA, or other Secret Service protectors, cannot attend the conference and must eat in a separate hall. The guests are explicitly forbidden from giving interviews to journalists or divulge anything that goes on in the meetings. Host governments provide overall security to keep away outsiders.
Famous guests at the group's meetings have included Giovanni Agnelli, then president of Italy's Fiat auto giant, and Henry Kissinger, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair.
Serious question. Are you denied being a member of the Bilderberg Group? The Guardian reported that you came there in 1993. What do you say to those people who have questions about the Bilderberg Group?
About the Bilderberg Group?
Yeah,
it's a really useful group, actually. I remember going there back to that in 1993, and it's a great way, too, from people from different parts of the world to get together. So it's been good.
Do you think it's a conflict of interest?
I mean, the heads of media corporations, banking meetings, without the media even mentioning it?
I don't know. It may have changed a bit since my day.
And Angela Merkel attended before assuming public office, as did Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the UN. Annan was married to Raoul Wallenberg's niece. Wallenberg, as we stated before, is the patriarch of the powerful Swedish family that has supported the group from its very beginning. Other participants have included Henry Ford II, George Pompidou, Helmut Schmidt, and Baron Edmund de Rothschild, together with the father of the American atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer. More names follow. Donald Rumsfeld, Alan Greenspan, George Soros, David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrice of the Netherlands, and US Senator and former presidential candidate, John Kerry. The list, while incomplete, represents the greatest amount of economic and political power ever concentrated in one single organization.
We see President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. These are the players. Who is pulling the strings?
One of the things the Bilderbergers do is they basically select, they interview candidates to be president of the United States. So, you know, Bill Clinton went over and got the Bilderberg blessing, and the Bushes went over and got the Bilderberg blessing.
When they sit down candidly to speak in private, they decide what agendas they want, who's going to win. In 2008, just before Barack Obama became president in the United States, he and Hillary Clinton went to the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, stayed a couple of days and left. And so we see that they control who gets to have the nomination for whichever fake party we have here in the United States, you know, Libertarian or Democratic or Republican.
Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton, for example, who attended in 1991, there David Rockefeller told him why the North American Free Trade Agreement was a Bilderberg priority and that the group needed him to support it. The next year, Clinton was elected president, and on January the 1st of 1994, NAFTA took effect. Numerous other examples are similar, including who gets chosen for powerful government, military, and other key positions.
I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Vernon Jordan, a friend of mine and a genuine hero of the civil rights movement. And to the best of my knowledge, NAFTA was not discussed by anybody in my presence.
Documents released by the group in 2001 reveal that in September of 1955, the group met in Germany and covertly outlined the idea of a European Union. Section E, European Unity, discusses the general support for European integration and unification, and the idea to unify Germany once again with the rest of Europe under a common marketplace.
Years after participating in a Bilderberg meeting, George McGee, former United States ambassador to Germany, said that the Treaty of Rome that created the European Common Market was born in the Bilderberg meetings. Jack Schenkman, chairman of Amalgamated Bank and also a Bilderberg member, said in 1996, the idea of a common European currency was discussed a great many years before it came about. We also discussed the possibility of the United States re-establishing diplomatic relations with China before President Nixon actually did it.
But if these people are so very important and influential, and their meetings all the more important, simply discussing the whole world and all the decisions and policies to be made, where are the mainstream media? The media that cover every single detail, every corner of Earth, from some police car chase out there in Manhattan to the American Idol.
I spent 20 happy years with the mainstream media. I was asked, what do you think about Bilderberg? I said, I'd never heard of them. I was shocked and outraged that I could be in the news business all my life and not be aware of a group called Bilderberg. But at that point, made it my business to check those turkeys out quite thoroughly.
Get off the property, please.
Jim has some questions for you.
I need you to move off the property.
Jim Tucker says there's a reason most people haven't heard of the Bilderbergs. The ones who control the mainstream media are part of the group, or answer to it.
If 120 NFL football players, or if 120 film stars went behind locked and guarded doors for a three-day closed meeting, you'd bust your butts trying to find out what transpired. But now you have no curiosity. You don't dare. Your publisher will not let you have any curiosity.
If you're looking to the mainstream media to give you information, you're getting what these secret societies like the Bilderberg and the Trilateral and the Council on Foreign Relations want you to know, so that you support them and you don't fight against it. You know, you just go along with the flow.
The major stations on approximately 6 to 9 different major corporations around the world leads to the success of the secrecy and corruption that we see in the world. And so the Bilderberg group was founded on that premise in 1954 to use a combination of secrecy plus corruption plus gaining control of governmental policies around the world so they could enhance their wealth.
How many people in Britain have heard of the Bilderberg group? In America, anywhere around the world? The Bilderberg group, what's that? Well, and I understand that. No one ever talks about it, really. But I've talked to journalists about the Bilderberg group. Bilderberg group, what's that? I haven't got a bloody clue. So, isn't it funny that the Bilderberg group seems to be rather influential? Tony Blair, Bilderberg group. Gordon Brown, Bilderberg group. Leading players in the present British government. Now, of course, the opposition chancellor to Gordon Brown was Kenneth Clark. Bilderberg group. Let's look at the head of the World Bank, James Wolfensohn, Bilderberg group. Let's look at the first two heads of the World Trade Organization, Peter D. Sutherland of Ireland and Renato Ruggiero of Italy, Bilderberg group. Wherever you look, this thing comes up and no one's ever friggin' heard of it.
So when they're sitting there in their secret meetings, and you have a lot of heads from print and television, mainstream media, if you watch closely, like I said, between about 5 or 6 months after the Bilderberg meetings, you'll start to see their agendas coming out, which way they want to sway the audience. and gain support, because media is very influential. A lot of people have been programmed to think that what they're told from this idiot box is what's actually going on.
Sometimes it leaks out. For example, in June 2002, the American Free Press reported from a leak from a person who had attended the meeting then that the group had decided to postpone the Iraq war until March 2003. Well, guess what? We had a war in March 2003. This is the kind of power they have, and it's not reported by the major media they control.
For over 14 years, Daniel Estulin has investigated and researched the Bilderberg Group's far-reaching influence in business and finance, global politics, war and peace, and control of the world's resources and its money.
The center of this conspiracy is this group of people called the Bilderberg, is more powerful than any nation on Earth destined to control the necessities of the planet.
In his book, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, he states that in 1954, the most powerful men in the world met for the first time in Oosterbeek, Netherlands, debated the future of the world and decided to meet annually in secret. They called themselves the Bilderberg Group.
The Bilderberg Group, or Bilderberg Club, it's the name of the hotel in the Netherlands on the outskirts of Amsterdam, and that's where they met for the first time in 1954.
Ever since the Bilderberg Group first met, the exact purpose of the talks has never been fully explained. The delegates meet in secret for 3 days of discussions, but nothing they talk about is ever revealed afterwards.
The front face for this group was Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. He's from Germany with Nazi connections, but married into the Dutch royal family. They actually had to cancel one of their meetings 1 year because he was in so many legal problems about the exposure of the bribes he was taking from Lockheed. In making sure that Lockheed sold some of their planes to the Dutch, but that he also served on hundreds of boards of major corporations. I mean, who needs a monarch sitting on the board of directors of major world corporations? I mean, what could he possibly bring to the table?
The Nazi background of Prince Bernhard did not stop the Bilderberg Group from being supported by Social Democrats, or by the Rothschild Bank, or the Rockefellers, both of Jewish origin. Other early sponsors included the Wallenbergs, owners of Electrolux and Ericsson in Sweden. All of them still actively participate in the annual general meetings of the group, either directly or through their representatives.
Queen Beatrix's father was one of the founders of the Bilderberg, and she has since taken on some of the roles of making sure that everything runs smoothly, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. And it started off where heads of state and heads of corporations and people who were influential in politics and in circles, you know, for getting laws passed and things done, would sit down in secret and discuss how they were going to effectively get their agenda passed using propaganda and using politicians and using corporations in order to change the world toward a one new world order, a one world government, one world currency.
People who attend Bilderberg are the most powerful leaders of every European and North American nation. Would them sit representatives of royalty, representatives of European Parliament, European commissioners, president of the Central European Central Bank, the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, Federal Reserve, top 50 CEOs of the world's most powerful corporations. And they're joined by the leading lights of the world mainstream media, Washington Post, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Economist, the Wall Street Journal, which is one of the reasons, again, most people have never heard of the Bilderberg.
For over half a century, no agenda or discussion topics have become public, nor is any press coverage allowed. The few invited are sworn to secrecy. Meeting procedures by Chatham House rules, letting attendees freely express their views in a relaxed atmosphere, knowing nothing said will be quoted or revealed to the public. Meetings are always frank, but do not always conclude with consensus.
Usually, every 3 years, they meet in the United States, and the rest of the time, they meet in Europe. The hotels that they book, they're five-star luxury hotels. The way it works is 120 people, they break into six groups of 20, and they look at each issue in the morning sessions from different perspectives. And then in the afternoon, each perspective reached by a group is discussed on a general level. And then a consensus is reached.
According to Esalen, whatever its early mission, the group is now a shadow world government threatening to take away our right to direct our own destinies by creating a disturbing reality, very much harming the public welfare. In short, Bilderbergers want to supplant individual nation-state sovereignty with an all-powerful global government, corporate-controlled and checkmated by militarized enforcement. Imagine a private club where presidents, prime ministers, international bankers, and generals rub shoulders, where gracious royal chaperones ensure everyone gets along, and where the people running the wars, markets in Europe and America say what they never dare say in public.
The inner circle of the Bilderbergs has been around for centuries.
I'm telling you, about 50-60% of the participants have absolutely no idea that there is a very organized structure that goes back centuries. I found that what's today called Bilderberg 800 years ago already existed. It was called the Venetian Black Nobility right after the Fourth Crusade.
Early in its history, Bilderbergers decided to create an aristocracy of purpose between Europe and the United States to reach consensus to rule the world on matters of policy, economics, and overall strategy.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group.
What exactly is it the Bilderbergers want? What is it their sister trilateralists want and other secret societies? All they want is free trade, NAFTA, CAFTA, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, in essence, a world government.
Could their objective be world domination?
They want supreme, unchallenged global dominance. I wrote about them a few years ago. I've got a checklist. I didn't want a chance to memory. Let me tell you in a checklist, ticking off some points, exactly what the Bilderberg agenda is. I'll just start off by saying it is extremely destructive and ugly. And their idea of a perfect world is one international entity under one set of universal values. What are they? The values that benefit them, that harm everybody else.
They like to say that if you look at ancient Greek history, you'll notice that the city-states were powerful back in those days, but the city-states weren't big enough to last and survive. Today they're saying that we don't need nations anymore. We need to expand so that the nations have very small power and very small roles in the world, and that the world needs to be run by a small elite group of wealthy business interests, bankers, and so-called intellectuals.
Centralized control of world populations by mind control. They want to manipulate the public mind to go along with what they want to do, so they are unchallenged.
They believe in centralized control of people, mind control. The major media corporations of the world are unfortunately watched by the vast majority of the population of the world, who don't have enough intelligence to realize they're being lied to.
They want a new world order with no middle class, composed of rulers and serfs. Nobody in the middle. They're the boss. Everybody is a serf. The serfs obey. Anybody who disobeys gets targeted for elimination.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
It used to be more secretive. You know, the new world order was talked about 30 or 40 years ago, and nobody would say it out and open. Now they
right.
talk about the new world order, or they just think the world would be better off if we had one
yeah.
world government.
There's a need for a new world order.
But there's a very, very clear-cut and easily identifiable system in place that puts all of these elements, from media control to government control to energy control, together into one apparatus working together effectively towards its final goal, which is, you know, global control.
A new world is emerging. It is a new world order.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Along with military dominance, controlling the world's money is crucial, for with it comes absolute control, as a powerful 19th century Rothschild family understood. As the patriarch Amschel Rothschild once said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws."
They like a zero-growth society. That one's a little bit obscure. It's hard to know what they mean by that. But they say, without prosperity or progress, only greater wealth and power for them at the expense of everybody else. I think a good way of explaining it is to explain what's going on now. There's no growth going on in most Western countries. Growth is actually declining in major ones: Britain, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Greece, Portugal, Ireland. But the bankers are having a party. How can the bankers make money when the economies are declining? Because the central banks that they either own or control print all the money that they ask for. And what do they do with this money? They use it to make more of it. They speculate with it. They steal. They stuff their pockets. They pay themselves big salaries and bonuses. So they benefit just fine, thank you very much. Ordinary people are harmed. Poverty is under is out of control. Unemployment is out of control. Homelessness, hunger, deprivation at record levels in America. And yet the bankers are supremely rich. Their stocks doing very, very well. Their profits, their bonuses, extremely high in economies that are very weak. This is a perfect world for the Bilderbergers.
They believe in perpetual imbalance. They want to have artificially created crises around the world that will further increase their wealth.
They also believe in manufactured crises and permanent wars, because wars are profitable, and the more that are fought, the wealthier they get. They want absolute control of education, to program the public mind, to train those chosen for various roles, and to train others to be compliant.
They want centralized control of education. They want us all to be learning their propaganda.
One size fits all. The size they determine, the size they want, the size that benefits them at the expense of everybody else.
They want centralized control of foreign and domestic policies. They want the United Nations to become the world government. They want United Nations taxes.
They want the UN to act as a de facto world government, imposing a UN tax on everybody in the world.
They want expanded trading blocs such as NAFTA and the European Union to reduce the importance of individual countries and of individuals to have control over their destiny.
They want global trade policies, rules that they make that benefit them and, again, that harm everybody else. A global WTO, World Trade Organization. Again, they make the rules. Nobody else does.
They want to expand NATO and other regional military forces, again, to weaken the power of individual countries.
They want NATO to be a global world enforcer. Challenge them, and NATO will ravage your country, murder your children, enslave you, destroy your country, to turn it to rubble. That's the role they want NATO to play. That's the perfect Bilderberg world. They make the rules. Everything goes the way they want. Anybody dissented, kill them. That's the Bilderberg world.
Well, thank you for watching. Always follow the money trail with me, Amir Arfan.
What I did was I posted that inside a Tando radio show.
So you can go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and see that if you want to see that video that was played for in today's show. So now, Bilderberg Group, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61, and that will let me know that you have a question or comment that you would like to make. So now, Bilderberg Group, ever since we started, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. But listen, before we do that, because we missed one. Ever since we started Tando, it was all about we started Tando to leverage and to hedge against what these people are deciding to do with the everyday policies of life. So, hey, we're getting ready to go to our commercial break. When we come back, we got my man, Brother Braggs, in queue. We're going to talk about the Bilderberg Group and what they are and what they're all about. Jump in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Need to have a dialogue. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for black people by black people, if you are an independent black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, Dave Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And today's conversation into the video that we played was about the Bilderberg Group. Are you familiar with them? Have you heard of them? What have you heard? What do you think? And this is what the show is all about. And I'm going to tell you, one of the reasons why we started Tando Radio Show was because we wanted to get people prepared for organizational policies and decisions by the Bilderberg Group and even the groups that are above the Bilderberg Group. And believe me, if you really want to know what Bilderberg Group is all about, is you look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That is classic Bilderberg agenda. That's classic Bilderberg policy and direction. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is Bilderberg and all of the trade unions, agreements that are being made and invoked and created around that. It's about having the complete utopia of fascism. It doesn't get any worse than this. This is fascism at its highest degree, where corporations dictate sovereign rule over and they subjugate the people of the world. But they want to keep this hidden from you. This is what this is all about. And so we're going to be talking about this today. We got a couple of callers in queue. We got my man, Brother Braggs. Let me bring my Brother Braggs up. Then we have another caller in queue that we're going to go to. Brother Braggs, what's going on?
Let me run, let me run two things right quick, man. Peace. I just want to go a little deeper into what you did with your display, the thing, the Bilderberg Group, the creation of economic of the European community, and the Bilderberg are linked by one man in particular, the Polish socialist Joseph Reckling, a founder of one man in the European movement and fellow conspirator with Jean Monnet. It was Ringinger and Prince Bernard of the Netherlands who suggested the regular meeting of European foreign ministers. Out of these meetings came the custom union known as Bonix countries, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, a forerunner to the European community. Approximately, it was in a speech at Chatham House to Royal Institute of International Affairs that Ringinger set out his vision of a Europe in which countries would relinquish part of their sovereignty. In London, he met Averill Harrington, then U.S. Ambassador to England. Harrington arranged for him to visit the United States to gather support for independent leader of economic cooperation, also known sometimes as economic leader of European cooperation. But this goes all the way into it. The other thing I wanted to run right quick, the Bilderberg Club is regarded by many financial and business elites as high chamber of high priest of capitalism. You can't apply for membership of such club. Each year, a mysterious steering committee devises a select invitation list with maximum 100 names. Participants and guests rarely reveal they are attending. Their security is managed by military intelligence. Wow. What is the secretive group really up to? Well, they talk, they lobby, try to magnify their already immense political clout on both sides of the Atlantic, and every day everybody pledges absolute secrecy on what has been discussed. The Bilderberg mingles central bankers, defense experts, press barons, government ministers, prime ministers, royalty, international financiers, political leaders from Europe and America, guests this year, Queen Beatrix of Netherlands, Queen Sophia, and King Juan Carlos of Spain. And it also says the Bilderberg does not invite or accept Asians, Middle Easterners, Latin Americans, or Africans. That's all I wanted to put in here.
Wow, Brother Braggs, as always, thanks, man. And yeah, we need to really talk about this. Scotty sent me a great article that I posted inside of Tando that we really need to talk about, and because this is all about control. This is all about controlling the overall, what I like to call ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. Has nothing to do with cash. It has everything to do with controlling your life. And there are things that you can do to really head this off and to stop it. And you must, you know, participate in that, because believe me, they plan on enslaving and subjugating the world into complete annihilation if necessary. Or, you know, because they rule by fear. So, hey, Brother Braggs, hold on, because we got so much to talk about with this Bilderberg group, and I'm glad you're here co-hosting this show with me. So let's we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go straight to this caller. I don't like to keep them waiting. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
This is Mayhem. I'm calling from Indiana.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, Mayhem?
Peace, peace.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, man, I've been listening to you for a while. I decided to call in. I want to say everything you've been talking about was right on point. You know what? You ever heard of Steve Coakley?
Yeah.
Man, that's my hometown. That's where I was raised on that.
Okay, you listen to him and check him out. Like I said, everything you're saying is on point. Hey, I want to go back on something at the beginning of the tape. You know, also, we need to start checking out these black cats in power.
Glad you said that, brother. Yes,
no doubt. That was on my mind too, brother. Like that, Mark. I don't knock nobody's hustle. I don't knock nobody, but what they do, do what you do. But for us to drag 2 or 3 million people to Washington D.C., throw money down the street all the way there and back, go there. You know, people need food. They need restrooms. We got to be like we adults when we do things, not like little children who don't plan. I'm not calling nobody out on nothing. It's just, I had an argument with some people before the thing about why I wouldn't go down the street throwing my money up in the air. I just feel that if we want to build nations, we need to throw that money right into the nation. Because, see, we could have built a nation on that move right there.
That's
just me. I'm a simple brother from the ghettos of Chicago.
More than that. But go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Mayhem.
Yeah, on that tape. I know Steve Coakley said it before. Remember who brought Clinton to the first meeting. It was
Vernon Jordan.
Yeah, yep. very powerful black man back in the day. But also, we like I said, you need to realize dealing with radio owners and all this stuff. Because Steve Copey, he was revealing a lot of stuff which came. I'm not saying he was a prophet or nothing, but he was starting to name a lot of people who was coming in fruition. They're in power now, but somehow, you know, the brother got off the scene. But only thing I'm saying, it amazes me that people are in our midst. We think are so very powerful. Every time they go around somebody, they always end up dead. And these people are very powerful, and they write in our face and telling us stories. You know, I ain't gonna be too long, but
no, you're good, bro.
What you talking about? And these people, man, people don't want to realize these people are very demonic, man. And
yes,
and like on that tape, and like you were saying, if you get in their way. They will do something to you or track them on missing, but I don't worry about that. But I decided to give you a call and tell you, man, you're right on point on everything you're talking about. Too many people don't catch my ear. One cat on one radio show, but other than that, you guys on Black Talk, man, y'all right on point. And start giving out that number some more so more black people can start donating, man. Peace.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mayhem. Mayhem, man, you are so right. And are you in Indianapolis, Mayhem? Mayhem, you still there? Oh, I think we lost him. Yeah. Just to let you know, Mayhem, my man DQ is in Indianapolis also, and he wanted to tell you that he's in Indianapolis, and that's probably because you know we really need to start organizing ourselves and coming together in preparedness groups for what these people have in store. So. Great call, Mayhem. Thanks for the call, man. Don't be a stranger, man. Give us a call back. And, you know, Mayhem said something that Brother Braggs and I had talked about earlier this morning when we were going, you know, thinking about bringing this show on, Brother Braggs, and we were talking about how the satanic influence that this group and that ties into other groups and everything else, and that's really the core agenda that these people have, Brother Braggs, is that this is really a demonic occult that you see practicing here, and it's nothing new. It's been around for a very, very long time. These organizations and their extension goes back, you know, for centuries. And we really need to call it as we see it, because it's the truth. And now we can start to see what their agenda is. There's nothing conspiracy theory about these people. It's a conspiracy fact that these people are in place, and they have an agenda to totally subjugate and enslave and by demonic rituals to do that. And that's exactly what it is, from Bohemian Grove to their meetings and everything else. But we need to talk about it so that we can stand up
right
to it.
From Babylon, Samaria, they practice in ancient things that, man, the only way you'll know is to start reading these books. You got to pick up some books. Otherwise, you're not going to peep game. And picking up these books, you're going to see a bunch of strange things. So some of the things I had to find other references. So I was like, wow, is this true? But it's true.
Yeah.
You know, some people would think we just jawjacking. Start studying, people. Wake up, please.
Yeah, far beyond that. You know, over this past weekend, there was over 1 million people protesting in Germany over the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I don't know if Scotty is on. If Scotty is there, jump up on Scotty real quick. And that is, you know, that's really what's needed. One of the things that the most important
thing
is that... Yeah,
what's up, Brother D? What's up?
What's
that,
Scotty?
This Scotty. What's going on?
Okay, cool. You know, Scotty, you sent me a great article while the video was being played. Tell us about the article real quick.
Well, there's a number of sources. I just sent the latest... article that came out on the mass protests out in the streets. I think they said Germany and some other places.
In Germany, yeah, over the weekend. It was over
Europe,
a million people.
And they were protesting this mass protest against the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement?
The Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, which is the same thing as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yeah.
Right. So They are protesting against whatever this agreement that they're trying to put in place. And it forced those governments back to the negotiating table. And that's what I was saying, you know, in a private message to you about mass protests can stem the tide. But if you just stay silent like a sheep, well, those silent sheep get slaughtered. If enough people protest, and that is the value of mass protest, everything has its uses, and it can stem that tide and spread information and force these corporate states, because that's what they are, corporations,
right,
slash states or what nations, whatever you want to call them. But it, anyway, they have forced these the EU, according to that Reuters article, back to the negotiating table, meaning that, oh no, this ain't finalized now. You know, these people out here making us come back to the table with you because they're not willing to accept it. And so, you know the kind of damage riots and what y'all call riots, but rebellions and, you know, burning up stuff and all that, hey, that can take a toll, and we ain't ready to pay that cost. So we're gonna have to listen to the people on this. But again, you know, who knows? They still might end up pushing it through, but it is value in protesting, because you can't stay silent, because you're just going to get slaughtered. And we haven't really, I don't know, maybe y'all could answer. Have y'all, I know that it's been reported on Tando Radio Show about this Trans-Pacific agreement. Now Hillary's against it, you know, while just yesterday she was for it. You know, and the damage that it's going to do, you know, to working class people. But that's like an oxymoron. The true unemployment numbers is so high, man, so high. And there are no jobs really of any
37% or more. Right. Scott.
Yeah.
In our communities.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But they had the jobs for us. But those are behind bars, like you was talking about earlier, prison slave labor, you know.
Yep.
And so.
And look, they already in that TTP, they already planned, because they have these migratory bills about these foreign workers who do the farm work, the pickers. Well, they cracking down on that, so they have figured that out in the prison population. You got one government who was petitioning some large corporation to move his business here. It was cheaper than the labor that they doing Michael Jordan sneakers on. And they can only do that by prison free labor, the thing that America's founded on, free labor.
Right.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I was just going to say, now we have had, you know, it's not really a movement that's getting a lot of mainstream corporate media attention. But of course, y'all know New Abolitionist Radio come on a weekly program on this network every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m.
Every Wednesday.
Been doing so for 4+ years. Organizing on social media with other groups, you know, setting up groups. And we have a group, Move to Abolish 21st Century Slavery, 2,000 people. And we just try to get people to just, you know, pump information to those within their circles, and you know, even encourage people to write their own articles about it, and help how to write for Huffington Post, how to, you know, publish an article on Black Talk Radio Network, you know, and just getting that information out. And we have forced, I would say, that movement, that combined effort, has forced a presidential candidate like Bernie Sanders and other, members of the, I call them corporate officers of USA Inc., to introduce, you know, abolitionist legislation that probably hasn't even been suggested since before 1865. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, they didn't really cover it in the debates, but the bill that would abolish all private prisons and jails, that's where all the big money that's coming from, that's it behind 21st century slavery.
Right. And incentive to put people in jail.
Yes, exactly.
That money is the incentive to put people in jail.
Yeah.
To
so,
keep them full, exactly.
So we just got, we got to keep, man, in informing people. And people, once you're informed, you can either passively accept these things, and maybe you won't be a slave, but your grandchild might end up on a prison plantation sewing stuff for Victoria's Secret, or doing tech service calls for, you know, Sprint PCS or AT&T or anything. Or, you know, we can
it's
resist
so many
it.
Of them, man. It's unbelievable how many of them is. It overwhelms me. I couldn't believe it.
And so we must resist. We must resist. I'm going to be quiet, y'all, but we must resist. We must resist.
Scotty, you hit a great point,
resist.
And then, you know, we're going to continue this conversation. Scotty, you hit a great point, is that you may think that you may not be, in, you know, captured by this enslaved movement, but your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will. The thing about this is no one is immune for it. Everyone will be captured by this. It's no way out of this, and you are going to see the advent of that, and you're going to see the net of that, and it's actually being drawn up as we speak and live right now. You're seeing it with the war in Syria. You're seeing it with the South Sea of China. You're seeing it with the economic collapse that's happening, because these people, this is the Bilderberger, is a front organization for the real power. This is how these people work. What really matters, they don't show you. What they do show you is what they want you to see. The Bilderberg people are nothing more than the celebrity figureheads for what the real agenda is. And the real agenda is always hidden. And that real agenda is demonic in nature from the very start. They don't want you to see that, because then they know that they would have a real human outcry globally against it. And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of you executing your free will the way that God intended you to. So this is what we're really, really dealing with. You see a president, you never hear me talk about a president or anything like that, because these people are nothing more than figureheads that don't matter. They have no power whatsoever. They are nothing more than
they're corporate officers. The president is, in fact, the CEO. I call him the CEO of America, because that's what he is since 1871. When Alex Jones and other these people call they so-called patriots in this, and they talk about this is a republic, a democratic republic and all that, it ceased to be that, even the ideal of that, you know, regardless of whether they was practicing it or not. But we know they weren't, you know, they practicing racism and white supremacy. But in 1871, once D.C., incorporated, then they became corporate officers. So you don't really have representatives. People should stop calling these people like Representative Patrick McHenry, who's over this occupied place that I'm in. No, he's corporate officer. You know, that is what he is. And who do the officers and the CEO, you know, in a corporation, those are the front people, but it's the shareholders, the board of directors, and other people, and that's where it ties into people on the level of the Bilderberg group. But like you said, then there's more people above them calling, setting a policy and whatnot, and it's up to us whether or not we're going to accept it.
Exactly, Scotty. Well said, because that's exactly what it is. And, you know, do we got a commercial break? Did we miss one? We got to go to it before we continue, or are we good?
We're just going to hit them on a quarter of the hour, so 7:15,
okay. Okay,
and
cool.
Then, you know, at the 45 mark.
Okay, great. So, yeah, you know, Brother Braggs, you know, what's your take on the Bilderberg that you know, really want to express? And then we got to talk about, in the last 30 minutes of the show, some of the things that we really need to start doing to move away. And I think it's one of the easiest things to do, but it's the hardest thing to get people to commit to, and it's so necessary. But Brother Braggs, what's your take on the Bilderberg and this history of it and the organizational
I'm looking at, man, for myself, I look at organization, man, and this organization and planning that's, man, it's mind-boggling to think that people could set a goal, follow that goal for 100 years, and all the people, but see, they're doing it through bloodlines. And they're doing it through these bloodlines, binding with all kind of different secrets that we'll never know. Some of them we will know, but a lot of them we'll never know. But they move in a certain way for a purpose. And if we watch that, all we got to do is mirror these people in our organization, because their organization is second to none. Two things you're going to find out. These people, they make you pay. They hold you accountable. We don't hold nobody accountable. We have politicians that shit on us and go about their business,
right?
You know, after we do what they ask us to do,
and then we just vote. And then you know what? It's so funny, because I didn't mean to. But see, they got us to believe, and the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They got us to believe that we're participants, and that we are actually participating in this system by voting. If voting mattered, it would be illegal. You know what? We don't even know who counts the vote. It's not the vote that matters. It's who count the vote. And guess what? It doesn't even matter because that is fictitious in itself.
Let me ask you this question, brother. If I could ask both of y'all this question, because I just got through talking to James Kleeman from 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. He's also known for Blackonomics. He coined that phrase in 1998. Their podcast is posted out. I just want to ask y'all a question because we talked about lobbying. Because, see, I believe that we got to be, have people in every, what Neely Fuller Jr. defined as, the nine areas of people activity and including politics. But I wouldn't tell people not to vote, but that's not where the true power is. The true power is the pooling of resources to lobby the corporations, USA Inc. and all its corporate officers to meet your list of demands. That's how AIPAC do it. The Jews do it. Look at what they getting for Israel, man. The greatest welfare,
more welfare, man.
And so how come black people
since
came?
Since 1948. Came, just think about that. Since 1948, we've been financing these guys.
Yeah, so.
And that's how people got to look at this. We've been financing our tax dollars. Now, they don't do nothing for our schools and our communities. They don't build nothing for us, but we finance in a foreign country, a foreign entity.
Right.
And that's oppressive to people that look like us.
And so I tend to look at it again, everything through the lens of a battlefield. So like the protests in Germany, where the people like other people are doing, pool their resources to build lobbying groups where they, you know, get to sit at the table with these corporate officers and dictate this. Okay, you want these votes from these people that do vote? Because everybody don't vote, but if so, that makes these votes that much more precious for you. So this is the list of demands that we're saying, and you got a full 100% back there. And so that's like getting the enemy to the negotiating table in a war, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Calling of the troops.
Right.
Calling the troops.
Right.
Everything has a role. That's all I wanted to say.
You know, I just want to, this is my opinion. This is my opinion. And I totally, I look at it the same way that you do. But one of the things that I've learned.
But you
got to
have a
you know,
for real or else. It can't be, you know what I'm saying?
No,
so I leave
right,
it at that.
Right, right. You know, I love that, you know, the movement was, what was it, the slogan?
It not be televised.
No. The recent one, the with the march or what was it?
A Million Man March.
Yeah. What was it? What was it? No. Yeah. The anniversary. What was the slogan though? It was or else. What was it, Scotty? Something or else, right? It was
justice or else.
Okay, justice or else. Okay, and it's you know that's so funny. Justice or else, or else what? Or really, or else what? Come on, man. And you know I was talking to another show that we do and I said, man, justice or else what? You're not in a position to dictate anything. See, this is my point. I wanted to just answer.
Well, we're really in a position to dictate, but this
well, we are
either
we
unity
are.
Or nationalism. See, them countries
right.
You're talking about, they got nationalism. They all one people. They're a Caucasian
right.
race. They don't have no intermini. All of them, they all white people. So they moving there. See, here in America, we the only place where people vote against their own self-interest. I never could understand it for the love of Pete. Just for somebody to feel like they three steps above you, they'll vote against their own self-interest. And it puts us all in a hole.
Yeah.
All this shit that separates our vote, that dilutes our monetary power. Just think about all that money that went to D.C. just now. Take any movement we wanted, it was financed right there.
Right. You know
I mean,
what? But
just,
no, check this out.
It.
Right, right. No, you're absolutely right, Brother Bryce. But the point that I wanted to make, and I wanted to answer Scotty's question, is that what we do, what we have here is that if we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And the thing is that we have to engage in the way that is not dictated or governed or ruled or actually conformed by them. This was what they did in Germany was so great because it's what they decided to do. If we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And what do I mean by that? I think it's a very important thing for us to start to develop our own goals and aspirations outside of the system. What do I mean by that? I mean that we have to at some point decide that we are going to do things that are not in their interest. And one of the keys to war is this. The winner of war The real winner of wars, the only way that you can ever win the war is if you're willing to die. And that is where we have to get. And I'm not just talking about physical death. I'm talking about giving up all of the things that their system of rule gives us, because they only give what they want to give. They only relinquish, because if you're ever going to go to a battlefield, you have to go to a table of negotiation when your enemy is defeated. We haven't defeated them yet. And until we do that, I think that is a very dangerous thing, because what we're going to see is we're going to see a perpetuation of the past to continue to happen, because they've already have put into place for those things that they're going to dictate what it is that we want. And it's because we're playing by their rules. Until we totally stop playing by their rules and establish our own agenda absent of them, then we'll never have any form of real freedom, because our free will is not being adhered to. It's actually being subjugated in, and it's actually being compromised. And there is no compromise. Until the only way you can win a war is when the participants of the war is willing to die. And we have to get to that point.
Deception too, Dan. Don't forget this. The most important part of war is deception. Deception. You don't even know you're in a war. That's what makes it so psychologically damn powerful.
Yes.
By the time you know you're at war, you're on your back. You got to think about this. This is psychological. It's all around you. Oh, look. The only way to defeat these weapons, these quiet weapons, is knowledge. And then share that knowledge with other people, because it's no good. If you hoard knowledge, it's no good. If it's in the dark, it's got to be in the light for it to be any good.
No, it's not. Hey, we got to go for a commercial break. Hold on, Brother Braggs. Hold on to the spot. Let's hit this commercial break, because we're going to come right back to you, Brother Braggs, because the point you're making is so important that we really grasp this and understand. It's a matter of giving away what it is that we have gotten. The process of learning is not complete until you give away what it is that you've learned. Hey, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Join us in on the conversation.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I got co-hosting with me today my man, Brother Braggs, and today's conversation is about about the Bilderberg Group. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. Area code 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61, and then that will signal you and let me know that you would like to have a question or comment, and we will get straight to you. We're talking about the Bilderberg Group, and want to talk about now, what are some of the things that we should be doing?
Hey, Dave, I'm just going to show you, just show you something right quick. This is just to show you the affiliation, the European Economic Community, not a European Union. Check this out. I'm just going to run through it quick. That's the Bilderberg Group right in the middle of them. All these groups are related, and people may not know it. The European Atlantic Group, the Atlantic Council, the Trilateral Commission. All these people are fellowshipped. All these guys are together. The Club of Rome, the environmental movement. All these people are affiliates. All these people work in unison to get their tasks done. And see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, I started studying the Moors. And studying the Moors, I come upon all these different people. I come upon Margaret Sanger. I come upon all the things that brothers usually don't know about, because we're too busy watching basketball, listen to the guy kick the football, listen to the people lie to you on TV. Man, when I cut that TV down and start getting into these books, my whole world changed. My whole world changed. I mean, I always knew a lot of things, but I got deeper into stuff that you hear the news. They gloss over things. They say, they tell you a lot of stuff, but you don't hear them.
Yeah,
they don't even mention these commissions on TV anymore. They used to, but now they don't mention them.
Right. Right. So true. The Trilateral Commission.
Right. You used to hear it all the time.
Council of Foreign Relations, and all of these groups are nothing more than spin-off entities, minion groups that they collectively.
International Monetary Fund, World Bank, All of them, all the same, all entities, Federal Reserve, all the same entity.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about these groups is this, that, you know, these people don't even get along with themselves. But see, their organizational commitment is without question. Because let me tell you why it's so powerful. Is because they realize that through their evil, they're connected to their evil gain. They are more committed to that than anything else. Think about it. Why? Think about our community. Why does our community band together to do things? It's because we're missing a very schooled element, and that schooled element is that we are not coming together to have a malevolent agenda against someone else. Because if we did, our organizational skills would be so much more, because they've taught that in our schools from the very beginning. They've taught it through sports, through competition, for you to compete against someone, because this is the psychological warfare that's waged against us, which you were talking about, Brother Braggs, constantly, but it's there for a reason. And that reason, that psychological warfare is there so
important
that
important security message.
Actually,
please call the number provided as soon as possible. You will be guided for the removal of the adware spyware virus on your...
Okay, so I don't know what that was, but it's there so that we will actually fulfill the agenda subconsciously and not even know. Remember what they said, that these people are into mind control. This is why you can't accept anything from them, because it's always a trick. Don't accept their false money. Don't accept their false standard of living. What you have to do is totally walk away from it, turn your back on it, don't give them your energy, and establish your own individual direction based off your free God-given will. This is where they can't touch you. Because you won't negotiate at the table with them for cash. You won't negotiate them for political gain. You won't negotiate with them for corporate gain. You won't negotiate with them for resource control and manipulation gain. Because this is how they keep switching this all around. You know, they'll have the Anglo-Saxon people at one time, then they'll have the Chinese people, then they'll have this people and these people. It's cyclical. They change hats because they rule from where they stand. And this is, you know, in my opinion, how they really get away with it, because these people have practiced this art of enslavement for years. They hate each other, but they hate you even more because they're addicted to power. They know nothing about the power of love. This is where we're really dealing with, because it's a demonic cult that they're in. And all of these people that are in this, the Bilderbergs, all the people that are in it, from the Clintons to Barack to all the people that you see, they have to sell their soul in order to get where they are. And let me tell you something.
Hey, Dave,
every person that sells their soul
always loses. Let me jump in with you
guys.
Check this, David. The global elite, at the apex of this global empire, are the elite who are, I believe, solidly locked into the fourth-dimensional prison water. Consciousness, which decides the policy and oversees the implementation. I don't know exactly the pecking order of the power here, but I am confident about the various elements involved. At least I believe that the highest levels of the global elite are shadowy people who are not known to the public. I would say that the force behind the House of Rothschild is right up there, but I do not believe that they are at the top.
No.
They too will be taking orders, and maybe the Habsburg dynasty is above them in the hierarchy. The elite's power stems from their misuse of the esoteric knowledge and their conscious connection to their gods, the prison warders. Perhaps no one I name in this book will be at that level. People such as Henry Kissinger are yes men and super gophers, albeit high-powered ones. Many of others will be used without their knowledge or full knowledge. I'm sorry, I screwed that up.
No, you're
many
good.
Of the others will be used without their knowledge as gophers. Of the small group of people I call the super elite, the black magicians, these are the controllers of the all-seeing eye cult, which is the force behind the global elite, and those are the manipulating the new world order into being. Some researchers believe that the Rothschilds are the peak of the pyramid. One I don't, and under the there's a Council of 13, a Council of 33, and then the Committee of 300 also as the Olympians. And this is from the "And the Truth Shall Set You Free" by David Icke, my man.
Yeah, you know, that is basically the people that you see are always the celebrity figureheads. What you don't see is really what matters. And guess what? You have to be able to see it with your spirit. You have to be able to feel it with your spirit. And the only way that you really can do that is if you stay in tune spiritually to it all, and everything is revealed to you. You start to see how weak they really are. They manipulate and control the world through fear. But once you're no longer paralyzed from fear, then you're motivated to action. That's where the person of valor and the spirit of valor reigns and wins. And that's what we need to do. They want to get us off of the sustainable system that the great creator God Almighty has put, and they want us to be beholden to them. This is where you get, you know, your idol worship. This is where you get your demigods. This is where you get your false gods. It's because they want to so confuse you and to get you away from and get you inebriated in the wine of splendor of their cash system that they created, the wine of splendor of the luxurious lifestyle that they can give you. But it all comes at a real price. And that price is nothing more than your soul and your ability to live the way that God created you to live. They've even profaned and polluted what God has created. They even have a system to where they tell you who God is, because it's designed that way, because they don't want you to know who you really are. And that's where, you know, when you start to study history and you start to look at this from a standpoint of, like Scotty does, from a battlefield, you start to realize what's one of the things that happens on the battlefield. There's ambushes and there are diversions. And then there's psychological warfare. Then there's the controlling of supply lines. Then there's all-out confrontation. But I'm going to tell you, there's something that's even greater than that. That's called the asymmetrical warfare battlefield, the fight that's fought behind closed doors, and it's all based in energy. And this is where I think we really need to focus our attention, regardless of what the Bilderberg says. Turn your back to them. But turn your back to them and protest where you won't participate in their system at all. Because when they can't negotiate with you, they can't control you. When you don't respond or you do not participate in their system, they have a problem. Their system is only effective as long as serfs and sheep will show up to be led within the gates. Their system only works when the sheep walks into the gate, either by force or by fear. But if the sheep refuse to move, there's nothing that they can do to you. They can't even kill you. How can they kill you and they never gave you life? But see, this is what they tell you, that they can kill you. This is why they have coffins in a box to scare you. It's such a psychological thing that we're really dealing with, that we really need to first look at it there to start to realize who we are, not who they are. They are weak and feeble, but we don't see them as that because our eyes deceive us. Our spirit is what really leads us, and it should. But until we realize that and start to allow that to be our compass, our guide, and our comforter, then we'll continue to ask them, what is it that they want us to do? And that's a very dangerous position of disadvantage that we have to walk away from. And it's to me, it's one of the most important things that we really have to realize, is that it doesn't matter who they are and what they do. It really matters who you are and what you will do, what you use with your energy. That's the real keys of the ancestors, because our ancestors travel the universe. We stay here on Earth to be beholden to a government, an entity that controls us to our own demise. And I think it's, you know, the Bilderberg groups and all these other groups, they have many of them. They will have many more. They have many wars and they have many agendas, many economic algorithms and crises and collapse. And what happens in this is that human liberty is lost in all of this. Until we walk away from this, it will continue to happen and continue to repeat itself over and over again. You know, so it's something that is here, it's real, but it is not as, it's nowhere near as powerful as we have created it. Their power stems from the authority that we give them. Blind faith. The blind faith that we give them, the authority. You know, the Bilderbergers, you know, and you know, you look at the from the Pope, you know, from the presidents and heads of states, look at these people when they travel. It's nothing more than a theatrical a play. It's all lavished with the vehicles and lavished with the entourages and all of that. All that stuff is stage performance. But there's a reason why they do it. They don't do it just because. They do it for a very defined reason. It is the basis of control. When you control someone's mind, you can control their will. So it's so important that we understand that. Brother Bragg, Scotty, so I really do think that the protesting is the first way to get the general public to understand how powerful they are, you know. And, you know, what they did in Germany is great. But one of the things that I would really, you know, would emphasize in the protesting is this. Don't protest the way that they taught you to protest. We've done that so much here in this country. We went to Washington, D.C., as Brother Bragg said, dragging and dropping cash along the way that we should have been using for something else. See, that's the design way that they tell you where to go, who to be, when to be there, what time to be there, what's going to be said, and when to take your butt back home. That is an organized engagement that they sanctioned. Guess what? You had to get a petition. You had to get permission to do that. And we don't even realize the subliminal messages that are being sent every time that we play by their rules. Who needs, you know, you think about it. Who really needs to petition another man for you to live your life? That petition only works if you agree to it. And so that is, you know, the thing that I really, really want to emphasize is that, you know, we really, really need to start to be the individuals that the great creator, God Almighty, made us. If there was such thing as safety in numbers, then 12 of Brother Braggs and Brother Scotty's would have been born at one time. There is no safety in number. The only safety is in the individual. You use the good in the assets that you can use. Those that are bad, you discard that. And then with the good, you interject yourself. Now you have the most powerful tool and the most powerful capability ever created. Great Creator God Almighty gave you that capability, not to be wasteful and for you to squander it, but for you to actually execute it and use it. So I think that is really, Brother Bragg, I don't know if Scotty's still on, is a way in which we really need to engage the people, engage them from the indivisible liberties that God has given them themselves, because that is the most powerful thing. And then you get in communion with brothers, with people like Brother Rags and Scotty and Black Talk Radio Network and Tando and everything else, and then now you can start to conform to what you want with collectively moving with other people of like-mindedness and spirit for the same agenda. They've just been crushed by all of their technology. Because believe me, their technology supersedes any gun that you have at home. They have acoustic weapons to attack your harmonic frequencies. But see, if you don't give energy to that, all of their weapons will be used against them. So I think we're at a very critical point, Scotty and Brother Bragg. And it's very a point that we need to be. It's actually the most beneficial time in history, because we are so many. We are on the doorstep to so many things unfolding all at one time, because it's needed to unfold that way.
So, hey, we got another caller, Brother Braggs. You ready to take another call?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
Good evening. This is Isatu calling from Tempe, Arizona.
Sister Isatu, what's going on? Good to hear you.
Everything and nothing at all.
So that's a good thing. What's going on, sister? What's on your mind?
The Bilderberg situation, one thing that they did take from us that we took advantage of and we don't do anymore is, I know they're doing most of their dirty work through blackmail, and that's why they're able to keep such close ties with each other. But there used to be such thing called word, my word is my bond. Mm. And, you know, when it comes to actually building with others and making an appointment and setting agendas, for centuries at a time, by what I'm assuming that's what they've been doing over generations. That means that they made their word their bond, whether they were alive to see it happen or not. That's how they were able to keep it going, and I think that's just something that we need to take advantage of once again, because we used to have that honor among men and women when we kept our word, and that's how I feel about the Bilderberg situation and how they're able to make these plans over an extended amount of time.
Wow. Brother Braggs, you want to comment on?
I was just going to say it's a little deeper than that. You know what? I hate to talk about murder cults. You know what I'm saying? But as my studies have taken me, you're going to find out a lot of things. You're going to find out, if you really study, you're going to find out a lot of these religions are murder cults. Whether they call themselves Jews or Catholicism or whatever religion may be, if you read their words, at the basis of their words, they tell you to kill. Now, he was just talking about God. Look, God's not going to tell you to do ungodly things. Your whole thing is to become God-like. If you become a God-like, why are you spilling blood all over the place? Why are you sacrificing people all over the place? Come on now. That's an ungodly God to me.
Right.
For God talking to me like that, I'd be done, because to me he's not God, he's ungodly. But that's just me. I'm just a goofy brother from the ghetto.
No, you're far from that. But you know, and it's a great point that sister made. It's so true. You know, when she says that we've given up our word being our bond. The key word is there, the bond. We've broken the bond. We've broken the trust. We've broken the solidarity so that we now, when you break your bond, that means that you stand for self. And this is what their system of psychological control really tries to bring out, for you to be like them. And this is where...
What it is, though, we're talking collective here. This what we're talking about cannot be accomplished without a collective. We're talking about a massive spider that's interconnected in ways that you can't even imagine. So when we talk organization, we're talking about organization. We're not just saying it. We're talking about organization that makes itself known 100 years later. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's thorough planning. That's commitment. That's will. That's a lot of things. And the only way, that's why I say, as you study, you should learn something from the study. If you're going to admire things, admire people who move things forward. How do they move it forward? Commitment, great commitment, and they hold people accountable. When I say hold accountable, take it where you want to. Accountable. You say you're going to do it, word ain't bar, you done, son.
My man, Brother Braggs. Yeah, it's so important that, you know, that we really look at this from a standpoint of history and a standpoint of how they're able to create
organization. Organization. That's all we missing. Organization. They got great organization. Whatever, they might be foul as hell, but you gotta admire organization wherever you find it. Look, Hitler had organization, even though it was wrong. And the thing that he was, well, it was a massive theft, because that's all these wars are about. It's a massive theft of assets, gold, jewelry, and the waste of lives. When everything's said and done, only the bankers are enriched and the people are left devastated.
Right, and they totally steal everything. You're absolutely right. It is all about the resources, and the most important thing, I think that it's really about you giving up your own individual standing as a human being, because that's what their whole practice is based off of, is that they want you to think that you need them based off of their overall godliness. It's such a facade.
That's funny.
It's such a facade. It's just like the sky is blue, the sky is not blue. It's just like the ocean is blue, the ocean is not blue. That's the reflection that is given off by the sun. That's why they like to call themselves the illumined ones, from the reflection that they give off.
They couldn't do what they do without correspondence. They control the written word. They control the print word. They control the word you look at when you're looking at the TV set and looking at the nonsense. They control that. They control the books that your children read. Understand the game that you're walking in the midst of. Your enemies are controlling everything that you take into your mental psyche. That's your children. They're being corrupted from a young age.
Yeah.
And I hate to say
it's the truth. It's the truth, Brother Braggs. That's why they have different degrees of schooling, different grades of schooling.
Indoctrination. Don't call it schooling.
It's
indoctrination.
Right. It's indoctrination.
You must submit. This is what you've been. This is some new shit from when I was growing up. You must submit. You must. I compel you to submit.
Yes. And you see it in so many ways throughout history. And right now, what's really important is these obey. Paraphernalia in clothing, and obey what and obey who?
Look at Israel. That could be us tomorrow. Look at Israel. Don't think it's a joke now, because them in America, they so deep in bed, they dirty. Talk about affairs, they dirty. Their affairs dirty. Israel and America's affairs totally dirty. So if they doing it over there, don't think they won't do it over here, because Israel controls America. It's the weirdest thing. I never thought I would say something like that, but as I've been studying, Israel controls America. Because money talks and bullshit walks. Follow that money.
Yeah. And it's always been that way. It was institutionalized by David Oppenheimer. It was actually institutionalized. It's so long ago. It goes back into, if you really really think about it, it's nothing more than demonic control, and that is mainly where they take what God has given freely and out of love, right? The great spirit, the great creator. And see, I never try to put a physical attribute. I give it the spiritual meaning of it all, because this earth is a living earth, and what they want to take is what was given for free to sustain. They want to create an economy to take for payment for something that they don't own, something that's not owed or due.
Right of eminent domain, the Calvinism, all of these things that say, I have the right to take whatever is yours, sanctioned by the church. You see, I hate to get all abstract and whatnot, but hope so many things float through my head. You got to follow these patterns of things. Everything that we see, whether it be here or around the world right now, everything is about this control that's being lost because of all of a sudden people have information they didn't have a long time ago. People starting to pay attention to things. They're losing the grip of their control, because as people become aware, they lose the control. And to get the control, you might have to do some sinister stuff to shock it enough to get yourself back in the game. So I would just say, hey, don't think nothing's impossible anymore. Just be aware.
Yeah,
that's just me.
And that's the key to it all, because they have control over what you surrender. They have no control over what you take back. And I think that is really what, we really need to, as a living species here on Earth, we're going to have to take back what it is that has been taken. Hey, we got our last commercial break that we got to take real quick. Sister Isotope, hold on. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Just hold on 1 second. We're going to come right back to you. Let's take this quick commercial break, this last commercial break. And you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back in about a couple of seconds.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Today we're talking about the Bilderberg Group. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549032-POUND, and just hit *61. You know, we got our sister. Sister, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You know, I have a question for you. Now, what do you think some of the solutions, what's some of the first steps that you would think that we should start taking, knowing about the Bilderberg Group and what their overall malevolent and ultimately demonic agenda is? What is your opinion on what is it that we should be doing now to circumvent that or to take back our overall existence as people?
Well, I just honestly don't see anything happening unless we, just like I said earlier, start keeping our word. Start keeping our word, start keeping the actions behind our words, fulfilling those. And I don't see, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're setting plans, they're making their word to set to keep the word, to put them into action, and then they're bringing them into action. So, I mean, just as simple as that. That's how I look at it. Because we do talk, we do organize, but we have so many reneggers. So many people that say, okay, yeah, I'm going to show up, brother and sister, and they in the moment and they're feeling emotional. But when it comes down to it, they're not there. Then we have to reorganize because that one person we counted on did not keep their word. Their word was not their bond. And that's really what I'm getting out of this whole Bilderberg situation, is that these people are really keeping their word amongst their organization.
Yeah, yeah, so true. So I would just say this, sister. And I know that you believe this, and I know that you live this. Just keep your word.
That's right.
And that's because that's the example, and that's the standard of emulation that others can see. Because sometimes people have to go through things. One of the things I've learned about human history is that until the people are actually pushed all the way with their backs completely up against the wall, where, you know, as Scotty always says in his ending and his monologue is that, you know, do not be a casualty because we're in a war zone on the battlefield. Do not be, until we start to have casualties falling down all around us in a way which really motivates us to action, we'll wait until the very last minute. And what that really tells us is this, is how powerful that we are if we were to just begin when it didn't get to the point of no return, until it got to our actual, almost to our physical extinction level. If we had only did something when we had real, real numbers, so much more could have been done. But it just speaks to the prowess and the relentless human spirit that it always kind of waits until the last moment to do something that it really should have done a long time ago and take the hard route to getting to what was needed in the beginning. So I would just
and say, also I'm sorry.
No, go
also,
ahead.
I agree with Brother Scotty, and I don't think it's going to be a unified thing. See, the thing about the Bilderberg, this is a small group of people we're talking about. We're not talking about a vast amount of people that are making these meetings. Then
no,
the people
no,
that
no. These people, these are the control people. Look, 2,000, that don't sound like a lot of numbers. These are the 2,000 people that preordain what you and I do every day.
I understand that, brother. I'm not talking about their agenda. I'm talking about their just the concept of their numbers, because their agenda is something I'm not down with, period, about their evil agenda and what they're doing and things like that. But as in the sake of their numbers, that's a wise thing right there to be able to take, you know, you said 2,000 people and then go out and help control or spread propaganda to other people to help get your agenda out. That's a pretty wise thing that they're doing that can be used in a much positive way besides of what they're using it for. I was just looking at the numbers. I don't agree with what they do, but I understand, in the will they get it done.
I don't like using positive connotations for such evil, vile, despicable criminals who hate life. But I understand what you, what Sister Icy 2 is saying on the numbers. And excuse me, Dr. What is her name? The ISIS papers, Francis Weston, Scott Welsing. Yes. She talked about the ability of 10% of the population, let's just call them white supremacists, being able to control 90% of the people activity on the planet. All right. The way I'm looking at it is like Sister Icy 2 is looking at it. Then, like James Clingman in the 1 million conscious of voters and contributors, black conscious voters and contributors, we just looking for 2% of the estimated 40 million, 60 million black people trapped within the borders of the USA, Inc. If they just come together, that's not like the majority of people. So if we came together 2%, 1 million and pooled our resources and use some of the same battlefield strategies that they using against us, adapting the enemy's tactics against him. Right.
Exactly.
That's what she's saying too. You know, there's only 2,000 of them. Well, what if 1 million of us came together to counter what they doing, pooling our resources, our knowledge, and everything else, and from where, you know, they control the police, that was mentioned in the video, was it not? They control the police. All right, well, we control these. So we control these street militias that we about to create.
Yep, you're so true. Hey, I want to go to want to end this out because we got like a very short time, brother Davis, Sister Davis, you there? Yes, they're not there.
No, this is Dallas.
Oh.
Listeners, we lost our connection. Please hold on through these technical difficulties as we reconnect back with the Tando Radio Show. Sometimes these things happen. So bear with me. We will be joining them momentarily.
May session started.
And my brother. All right.
Hey, Dave, Dallas. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, Dad. Two things. Read the covenant. Read the protocols of Zoin. Then you're going to get the mindset of what you're dealing with. You're going to find, hey, just check that out. That's all I got to say. And that's self-explanatory. Check out the covenant, and you can Google that. You should be able to Google the protocols of Zoin. Read that. That's going to show you how people think about you and the different mindsets that we raised in. We're educated in different ways. The nobility of this country, they are raised to be industrials. They got a whole different mindset about how they use people, how they think about people. See, that's what studying does. It shows you how the nobility thought. They didn't care about us. They still don't care about us. We are no more than, they call you goyim. You're cattle. So if you check out those two things, it'll show you the mindset. It's really shocking. I mean, it'll make you wake up like, wow.
Yeah, it's human resource.
That's all I got to say. Peace.
Right.
That's peace.
That's where the term human resource comes from.
Yes, sir.
And so many of us don't even realize the grimoires which we speak is actually giving energy to with it. I'm going to tell you, these people work off harmonic frequencies. And see, what they want us to do is to look to work off of, right, they want us to work off of physical things that we see. But it's all about harmonic frequencies. And just like Sister Isis said and Scotty said, if just a few of us got together and was committed to doing and changing and totally demolishing this system, they can't win. They can't win. But it takes the commitment, because I'm going to tell you, patience is a talent. And commitment is a skill that we need to learn to wage in our overall fight for our overall human existence. Hey, everyone, this is the end of the show. Great show. Thank you, Sister Isis. Thanks, Scotty. Thanks, Brother Braggs. Thanks, Dallas, who asked for us to do this show. This is what it's all about. If there's some things that you would like to talk, have us to discuss and talk about, you know, we've really been talking about Bilderberg in so many ways without even speaking, because one of the things that I didn't want to do is I really never wanted to give energy to him by speaking him. But once our listenership asked, we need to do it. But we actually been dismantling Bilderberg and the organizations above them, and the mentality and the philosophies and the principalities above them that really direct this whole thing. We've been breaking this up slowly but surely with all of you. This is the few that Scotty talked about, that Sister Isis talked about, that Brother Braggs talked about, that you believe in, that you, it's beyond believing, it's knowing. You know that we have to do something different and go in a more benevolent way. And this is what's so important. So I just want to thank you all for listening today. Tomorrow won't be able to be on the show because of this move that we're doing here. I just want to thank you all for listening. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And God willing, we will talk soon. Much love and much respect. Thank you all for all that you do. Continue to do it and continue to grow Black Talk Radio Network, because it's so needed. We can't do it without you, because where we need to go, you have to propel us there with the energy and love that you have. Much love and much respect. Thank you all.
It's amazing how you